Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7-Eleven in St. Louis, it's Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. A radio program that will feature Larry Nickel breaking down the return of Goldberg last night. Not Joel, brought to you by FightSTL.com. A friend of the show, you may have heard of him, Ken Bone, will be with us at 8 o'clock. And Cardinal pitcher Lance Lynn at 9 o'clock. There is your captain's log here on the radio program. You are welcome to call in on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, 855-CUB-TALK, 855-CUB-TALK, the Appliance Discounters. We're heading down the stretch on their promotion, the Man Cave Cardinal Cooler promotion. The Appliance Discounters raffling off a Cardinal mini fridge stocked with Bud Light for your Man Cave. The promotion ends tomorrow at noon, so sign up for your chance to win now at InsideSTL.com. You can earn extra entries by simply liking the Appliance Discounters on Facebook, liking InsideSTL.com on Facebook, entering your email address, sharing this contest on Facebook, sharing this contest on Twitter. The Appliance Discounters, where our savings, your savings. There it is, Doug. Right. Now you've been briefed.
Sounds like a heck of a little presentation we've got lined up.
That Ken Bone still has hashtag traction because I saw that the Golf Channel, Golf Digest, were all tweeting about the fact that Ken was at the Lemmings Open.
That's right.
I don't know if it's his name or the fact that the Lemmings Open is starting to grow.
I feel like it might be the fifth major. Be the fifth major.
It had the feel of that even in its inaugural season.
Nice. Especially when Big Al was wearing a jockstrap on the outside of his pants.
Good to see him back in the studios yesterday afternoon with his hands on Hannah.
You can't be serious.
Nope, 100%. There is an image of it on the, you call it the fan pin?
He actually showed up at their show.
I actually didn't see him coming up behind me.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yep. Yep.
So that's a little issue we're going to have to deal with.
Pull that up for you, the can, so you can take it.
I mean, hands off.
Does he have to be told that? I mean, just barged in the studio and did that?
Here it is.
That's really getting kind of creepy.
It's Matt Rocchio, their board operator, takes the image, and there's Hannah sitting there, and there's Big Al.
And her body language and facial expression, maybe I'm wrong, but it says, really? That's what it seems. Really?
Well, how long did Big Al linger?
I don't have that information.
Probably an uncomfortable period of time.
Can I make
Show
a...
me on the doll where no. the twink touched you.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Tim, sometimes I'll offer suggestions on marketing for the company, for the betterment of the company.
Right.
And I try not to get involved in management because that's your deal.
Yeah, you see how much fun it is.
It looked like a lot of fun. But the old place, they were big on signs. So what if we put a sign
I think
up?
One person in particular was big on
but
signs.
But there were a lot of signs around.
There were a lot of signs, but it came from one person. And like, it's just one of those things that you deal with.
There was one that said authorized personnel only on a door, which I was happy for because I wanted to see what was in there, but I was not authorized.
No, there's just bundles of cash in that door.
Really? What did a fella have to do to get authorization?
Don't ask.
Yeah.
It's a long protocol.
Right.
But if we put up just a sign in this studio that said hands off or don't be handsy in here or something, that might put an end to some of that business that we see on the fan pin.
I could use that sign when we go on remotes.
Yeah, you do get touched a lot, bro, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you come to expect it as sex symbol.
You think he's just a good handler of men?
I was talking about a manager. No,
yeah.
Somebody's
it's always context.
Salt and Smoke's the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Enjoy some delicious brisket while you watch. Well, take your pick. You got day baseball today. The Indians are on the verge of a sweep of the Toronto Blue Jays, and then the Cubs and Dodgers, Jake Arrieta, Rich Hill, Game 3 tonight. Doug, the Cubs are minus 120, the Dodgers plus 110. If you're interested in shipping, I don't know.
Did you watch that game last night?
I bet the Blue Jays, and I bet the Blue Jays -1.5 runs, which gave me plus 120, but there wasn't really much of a sweat on that deal.
No.
This is something else. Yeah, with Trevor Brown. I was actually watching live when his hand was bleeding like the Dickens.
Yeah, it was dripping blood.
Yeah.
I guess you can't put a Band-Aid on it? If that's your pitching hand, it's probably not
stitches
allowed.
And then the wound reopened. You know, it's from a drone.
Yeah, he was fixing a drone or something.
Happens to the best of them.
Well, I don't know.
That happened to Mike Matheny in 2000.
That wasn't a drone. That was not a drone.
I think if it was a hunting drone.
You think it was a Cardinal cover-up?
I don't think. If you're going to go with a cover story, I don't think you'd go with I ripped my hand open on a hunting knife.
Yeah, if you're trying to hide the fact that you had a drone.
Okay. They didn't even have drones back then.
Take a look.
Oh, yeah. Let's not be naive. Those drones were hovering around sensitive areas of the highest parts of government.
Well, I didn't see them.
Yeah, like my shrubs.
Hey, I don't drop loads. I drop Kenny Strode's on them.
Non sequiturs.
It's pretty good.
It's non sequiturs. It's just a stream of non sequiturs.
He's just hitting any button now, Plowsy. Just pick one. Do it again. Just hit some random button. Let's just see what we get.
Could have a... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Nice. All right, this is what happens when we just start hitting buttons at random.
Yes, Tim.
I said at the beginning of the playoffs, the one team I can't see winning would be the Indians, and, well, here we are.
Here they go.
It's a tradition. Whatever team I automatically cast aside at the beginning of October is the team that somehow wins the World Series. It happened last year. It happened in 2003 with the Marlins and now the Indians. Not only are they winning these things, but they're winning fairly comfortably without their core pitchers, minus Kluber, who will start on short rest today because they had the situation with Bauer in his hand. At least I think he is. At least that was the plan, Francona said. And they're doing it against these major lineups in the Red Sox and Toronto, and they're just shutting them down. I mean, this is just, you could not have possibly predicted this, but here they are on the threshold of a World Series. And so, fun facts for no one tell, the Cavaliers will receive their championship rings next Tuesday night, and the game one of the World Series could take place a couple blocks away at the exact same time. Cleveland, long a laughingstock of the sports world, would be the epicenter of the sports world a week from tonight, should the Indians be able to win one of the next four against the Blue Jays.
Good for them. I like it when an underdog team excels. Right, that's fun.
Yeah, I didn't have much of a rooting interest when the playoffs started, but now I'd kind of like to see the Indians go a long way. It's not like their lineup is full of household names. How many of those relief pitchers had you heard of last night
six.
Before they brought him in? You'd heard of all six of them.
I like a man ship.
You've been going after Chisenhall since day one of the baseball season.
Well, I haven't gone after him at all. No. But those relievers threw what, 8 1/3 innings last night against maybe the best hitting lineup in the playoffs. Gave up 7 hits, a couple runs. I mean, I would say they did yeoman's work.
I understand.
I would say they did good works. It's probably the best
way. I'm going to go ahead and say they did yeoman's work.
Wait.
Frustrating for the Blue Jays. They thought, all right, the starting pitcher doesn't get through the first inning. This will be our night. No, sir. Not so fast.
Blue Jays have 4 runs in 3 games.
And, did you see how Batista was kind of blaming the umpiring for some of their woes?
Yes. And the Dodgers are continuing their October tradition of claiming the opposition is stealing signs.
They always go with that right after a loss, don't they?
Now, that was a Mattingly thing. He's not there anymore. And they did win game 2. But
wasn't that a Harold Reynolds thing, too?
Well, then Harold Reynolds went along with it as well. Yeah.
Now, I think if you're...
But Mattingly said it following the 2013 NLCS, and then the Cardinals started getting to Kershaw in the 2014 NLDS, and Harold Reynolds then began advancing that narrative that it's not possible to hit Kershaw unless you're stealing signs. And I remember while we were doing the program, Matt the Bat, loyal listener, texted you and said, we really don't steal signs. It's just not true. Zobris yesterday commented that he's tried to do it and it screws him up.
I think if you're a runner at second base and you can see what sign the catcher's given and you relay that's absolutely fair game. If you're a coach or manager or someone in the dugout and you can see the sign the catcher is given or the tip-off, I think that's absolutely fair game.
Zobra said, I think it's hilarious. No, I was not stealing signs, but I appreciate him thinking my baseball IQ is that high. I don't know what he was looking at or what he thought he saw, but really from second base at Wrigley, it's very tough to even see the signs. It's so dark. All the lights are behind the hitter. But I think all catchers are probably a little paranoid about that. This was in response to Yasmani Grandal, who said that the Cubs were stealing signs.
I can believe that about the darkness. When they have night games at Wrigley and they give you that shot behind the pitcher, the uniform is really dark. It really is dark. But, you know, anything short of having somebody watching TV and then screaming out what the pitch is going to be or having somebody in center field with binoculars, that obviously is cheating. But if it's just another player picking up a pitch or something, I think that's fine. That's all part
and
of the game.
You know what else, too, that happens more than someone stealing signs, because then they have to relay it. And what if they're, you know, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. But, you know, Cardinal pitchers will watch the other pitcher looking to see if they tip. If you're a batter, if you're the batter and you can identify what pitch may be coming by the pitcher tipping it by his delivery or the way he's, you know, holding his hands, to me that seems more legit than someone else stealing a sign and then somehow getting the information to the batter and what could be just a matter of seconds.
Sometimes you know? You see a catcher set up way outside or inside. I wouldn't have any problem with someone screaming to the hitter, outside. I mean, I'm sure they'd love to know that.
You could watch.
Heaven forbid a hitter turn around and look at a catcher.
But you could see when batters, when they dig in, they look out of the corner. try to see where the catcher
that's
is.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Boy, they get mad, though, if they catch him peeking at a catcher making signs. Boy, that's definitely against the baseball code. If the hitter just turned around and looked and see what the sign was.
Well, somewhere Joe Charbonneau is smiling, if he's still alive.
The old right fielder?
Super Joe.
Super Joe Charbonneau.
Some would say he was a flash in the pan.
Yeah, he had a couple of really good years and then nothing. He's not with him anymore. Neither is Rocky Colavito.
Who's your favorite Cleveland Indian of all time?
Maybe Sudden Sam McDowell.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sudden Sam.
I like Oscar Gamble because he has a big fro.
You know, one of the best baseball cards ever.
And back in those days, if you hit 17 home runs, you were a power hitter. Oh, look out for Gamble. He's got power.
Yeah.
Guys, Francona's ratcheting up his game. He could have been the Cardinal manager. Hashtag BFIP.
Mm-hmm. I think of that every time something goes on, he does well.
Do you?
I do. Remember, a lot of people thought he was going to get it. I don't know that he was offered it or not. I'm not saying I wished he was. I think of that.
I believe
the Cardinals, so get it done.
I believe they knew they were hiring Mike Matheny back in August of 2011.
Yeah, that could be. That could be.
I think they might have known it before then.
Yes. Yeah. My reason for August is because that's when the La Russa press conference announcing his retirement was supposed to take place, and then they began their run, and so he didn't say anything until Octavio Dotel said something to the non-gay's sister at the airport the morning after the World Series parade. That's how he released the information to the public.
What did he say to him?
Remember that the non-gay started texting with his sister saying that she had just run into Octavio Dotel at the airport, and he said that La Russa's retiring, and we're like, huh?
And like, yeah, we're like,
huh? Hold on a second. We got the wrestling recap. We'll get to it in a second.
Yeah, we don't break news here. We're afraid to. We might get in trouble.
Tim, I love you. Want to come rake your leaves sometime? I'll pay $40 to do so. Stubby Clap.
Let me get out the super thorough Lemmings list. Stubby Clap, is he on there? He is not, but he's just been added to it. Stubby Clap, you have been added to the thorough Lemmings list.
Let me ask you a question, Tim. Since
two
you bring
P's
up...
or one?
Come again?
Hard clap. Two P's or one?
Two P's.
There's also a silent Q, isn't there?
Okay.
There is. That's correct.
When you have a kid doing some of your yard work, right? Do you use it, right? Do you have you neighborhood kids?
3 years ago, two 10-year-old girls stopped by the house to offer to shovel my driveway.
And that was it?
Right.
But what do you do if you want to give a local kid the job?
Absolutely.
But then they were supposed to be here 5 days ago. Like, you don't want to be that guy. Hey,
I use Bacilli Landscaping, Doug. Bacilli Lawn Care.
Yeah, but
they're the best in the business. That's my understanding.
Yeah, I always have to send these neighborhood kids a 1099 at the end of the year.
See, I just
So you can take taxes off.
You don't want to be the heavy guy with a young kid. It's like, but it's like, hey, the grass is now 4 feet high.
Yeah, trim my shrubs, bro.
Well, you could buy a lawnmower yourself.
I don't understand.
But I want to, I like, you know, giving the kid a little cash. You know, I give him, what, $6?
$6 to mow your whole lawn? Do you even own a lawnmower, the two of you?
I don't, and I think we've discussed
have a
lawnmower.
I don't believe individuals have the right to purchase them, if I'm not mistaken.
How about a weed eater? You guys got a weed eater?
I think that's the same deal as the lawnmower.
No, it isn't. It's
Doug, I'm from the East Coast.
You don't do yard work?
I'm a Hillary supporter.
Rakes, hose, you got any of that?
I got hose in different area codes.
You got a sickle, a scythe?
You know what I do have? I have
tamper?
I have a clipper so I can trim the shrubs.
Have you?
I do. That's what I do.
Okay.
But in terms of mowing, I leave that to a neighborhood youngster.
Snow shovel? You got one of those?
Yeah. That's I do my own shoveling. I take pride in that. I do my own shoveling.
All right. Geez, I don't know how you live the suburban lifestyle, not have a lawnmower and a weed eater.
Work, bitch.
I got a clipper.
I'll bring my blower and tarp to help Stubby. Thanks. That's from Pepe.
Watch it, Pepe. Watch it.
Do you need a tarp?
Well, sometimes they blow or rake the leaves onto the tarp proper.
Oh, if
and
you
then
don't.
They pick up the corners of the tarp and then they carry the leaves to where they want them to go.
You need a bag on the mower, right?
Well, you'll be stopping, you know, every few minutes, and then it kind of clogs up the mower and everything. It's not a great way to rake your leaves. Some people do it, but it's not the great way to do it. A lot of people put out the big tarp, and then they rake the leaves on the tarp, and then they drag the
tarp. And then a wind blows. How about this? You get the mower, it chops up the leaves easy, and then you're done quick.
If you live in a yard with a whole lot of leaves, it doesn't work that well, unless you have a big riding lawnmower.
I get it. What you're saying is you've got a nice compound over there.
I don't have a compound. My backyard might look like Monet's Gardens at Givenchy. But no, a small little lawnmower is difficult to cut lots of leaves.
Especially if you have a big compound.
Yeah.
We welcome you to tell us your stories of your yard and your landscaping practices. How do you remove your leaves? You can text in 855-282-8255. That's 855-CUB-TALK here on the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS. And you're also welcome to call on the appliance discounter phone lines. Plus, you can email in. Doug, how about this?
Go on.
$50 gift certificate to Wildwood Pub and Grill.
Really?
Is the prize for our email of the day. And that kind of prize, okay, might lead some of the greats to compete in this Tuesday's email of the day. This is where guys like P Hump and the Eastside Jackalope and the Rat in Bloomsdale all of a sudden come out of retirement.
West County Turkey Baster.
Even WC Turkey Beat. Mm-hmm. And the prize. The prize is a $50 gift certificate to Wildwood Pub and Grill, and we announced yesterday a new promotion for our listeners, which is the following. We were introducing the KFNS Inside STL Listener Rewards Program. You can support the sponsors and save money with these weekly limited release deals on the website. I thought this was the case. Now I can confirm it's the case. We only are selling 100 of these, and it will take place beginning on Friday at 9 a.m., you'll be able to purchase a $50 gift certificate to Wildwood Pub for just $25. And that's good for food, drinks, and the indoor golf simulators, which I have played. Only a limited number will be sold, so be ready to purchase when they go on sale at 9 a.m. on Friday the 21st. A total of 100 will be sold. It's the KFNS InsideSTL.com Listener Rewards. Just click the Listener Rewards banner on the InsideSTL.com homepage to support the sponsors and save money. So, Doug, you're getting 50 for 25.
Can't beat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd buy that all day, wouldn't you?
You can buy up to 100 of them.
You can, really?
Well, we have 100.
Wow. Well, there'll be people who want to buy a lot of those.
Tim, say hunt, not 100. Thanks. That's from the king of all Filipinos.
Hunt it.
Tim, can you just take my credit card number and charge me whatever you want? Thanks.
Okay, that's too much. Who was it, Tim?
Mitch the Sex Kitten.
Mitch the Sex Kitten.
Good business model.
Is going onto the Thorough Lemmings list. Mitch the Sex Kitten. Just take my credit card and get whatever you want.
I wouldn't That's charge more than $5,000, honestly.
That's the way it's going to be today, is it?
You know,
this is what happens in the wake of the Lemmings Open.
Since you have the credit card, get one of those big mowers with the bag on the side.
I wouldn't buy a mower. Wouldn't do that. Tim, speaking of taking care of your shrubs, my wife insists that I shave down every 3 days, especially my backside, so she has good access for a good rimming and probing from time to time. Thanks. That's Sean Mahoney's dead eye.
That has nothing to do with
what we were cutting the grass.
Of. Yeah.
Well, he's talking about shrubs, bro.
Now, in your garage proper, Tim,
mm-hmm.
I know it's surrounded by carports. You have a garage. Good
right.
for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you don't, it must be pristine in there because you don't have a lot of stuff in there.
Well,
right?
I mean, when Anna Marie's friends come over, I remember one of them was walking upstairs and she has, I believe, three kids. And she goes, oh my God, your house is like a museum. Not because there's a lot of artifacts around, but because there's nothing doing in there. So it's just, I guess, comparatively speaking to when you have tykes.
Right. There's no kids to trash the place.
Right. So there, it's just, it's like, you know, clean and whatever.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't.
You didn't want to say nice. It seemed like you were bragging.
Right.
Yeah.
And, but that's all I know. So, and then like the only other house I really go to, I guess, would be my parents' house. I guess Anna Marie's parents' house. And there are no tykes there either.
No.
So that's all I know.
The
but
house
I guess
is a museum where people come to see him.
Nice. Awesome.
Now, as you know, a good example is yesterday I was blessed enough to be able to get a nice car wash.
Yeah, I did know that because generous executive Mike Caruso is playing the role of Harvey Levin with TMZ and shooting pictures of you getting your car washed.
Bizarre. But
Tom Stillman needs to monitor his hours a little better.
Right?
Right? What a great job.
So,
what are you going to do, Mike? I'll be out at the car wash watching the cat get his car washed.
No, it must have been one of his executive spies. You know, they got tentacles everywhere, these front office guys. But so I get the whole inside cleaned out. And then my kid, I pick him up from school, and he's got some snacks left over from his lunch. And then we take him out of the car, backseat trashed. That's what happens when you get. What are you going to do? Yell at the kid? He's a kid.
What are you going to do?
You're going to get out the vacuum when you get home and clean it up. Let me guess, you don't have a vacuum either for the car.
Well, I use the indoor vacuum outdoor. Woo-hoo! I have an outlet. I have an outlet right there in the garage.
Oh, look at you!
Huh?
Wow.
Huh?
I can't help from eating in the car either.
What do you like to eat, bro?
God, you are tough. Chips.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Sometimes chips. I got to get over it.
Wait a minute. So you're in the car, like driving home, or let's say you're covering a big news conference at what, Tim? At the
Family Arena.
Family Arena.
Good.
And you got a bag of Lay's, and you just
no, not potato chips. They're kind of the rice check bag you get at the QT. You know, it's just a little bag full of like rice
trail mix kind of thing.
Kind of that thing. Yeah.
Well, that's adorable. Good for you.
It's not that adorable, really. I need to stop.
It's darling.
It's not darling or adorable. It's like another 300 or 400 calories that, frankly, I don't need.
Yeah, but it's high in protein, so major rewards.
Probably not.
Okay.
You know, Doug, every day. There's a new reason to find you appealing, and this is just the latest.
Yeah, this is
eating
the latest.
Snacks in the car is
well,
appealing.
In particular, what rice checks.
Yeah,
rice checks. Yeah, you know. And I gotta have a drink. Now, I can't go anywhere in the car without a drink. I can't do it.
Now
you're like a scotch,
not booze, not
water,
booze.
Arnold Palmer usually.
Now, have you ever found yourself at a light and you're almost at the Family Arena, so you got to down the rest of the check mix?
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself just gulping right from the bag?
No, I've not done that. No, I usually eat them so fast, there's no time to gulp. Don't have to.
And do they give
I'm not
you,
proud of this.
Do they give you like a greasy or crusty film on your hands that
not
gets on
bad.
The steering wheel?
Not too bad, no. I do have a napkin in the car to wipe off my fingers proper.
Good for you. Again,
it's
very
appealing. It's not
it's a
good
very,
or it's bad.
It's a very appealing story.
It's a
story.
Bad little habit to have. To have the munchies every time you get in the car and look, make a drive of more than 10 minutes.
Look,
plus, I got to have a large drink everywhere I go.
If you were stuffing ringdings in your mouth or something, that'd be one thing. But this is a cute little dainty
treat. It really isn't
treat.
That cute or dainty.
It is.
It isn't.
It's admirable.
It's just something to take the hunger edge off. I'm not proud of it. And sometimes the crumbs will get in the car, and then I'm frequently having to vacuum. The
watch this, crumb bum.
You got a nice ride, so you want to keep that
any,
as nice as
any
you
ride.
You got a nice whip.
He got a nice ride, doesn't he?
Any car you have, you'd like to kind of keep it clean.
You know what? I'm going to put that on the list, too. The check mix, appealing. Nice ride, appealing.
Sick whip.
Appealing.
Sometimes I've spilled my drink in the car.
All over your chest?
It's not all over the chest. No, it's all over the seats.
I need some warm milk and some cookies.
You know, I need cookies. And another thing that Doug, it should be Doug Vaughn Appreciation Day.
I think
today.
It should be. I think every day should.
Because
be
now as we're workshopping this, there's a lot of reasons to like you. Last night, I'm watching the Indians on television with my wife, and my wife said, I think the Cubs are going to win.
Did you?
And I said, honey, they may well, but who do you think is the best player on the Cubs? And she went Doug Vaughn on me, and she said, well, that guy that hits so well.
Right.
And sure. I was like, that's what Doug Vaughn does.
Yeah, we know who she's talking about.
You know what you're doing? You're bringing couples closer together.
Okay.
So there's another thing. That's Doug Vaughn Appreciation Day.
I'm doing some marriage counseling on this
show.
Well,
you don't even know it.
No. Hold on a second. There we go. Right.
So how about this? Today, and maybe today only, instead of vile texts about Doug or vile emails, how about emails and texts listing the many reasons why we love Doug Vaughn and he makes this country great?
No, I don't think that'll fly with this.
I think
group.
It will.
No.
It's Doug Vaughn Appreciation
Day.
No,
that's not necessary.
They're coming in already, Doug. I've got a hunger for Doug. Will he help me take the edge off? Thanks to St. Peter's Lemon.
That's not what I meant, Douglas.
You can snack on my smoked sausage. Don't choke, though. It's from the Sad
Who
Panda.
Was it? Sad Panda's been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 3 days' time.
Role play with me, Doug. I'll be you. You be a delicious rice Chex snack, and I'll shove you in my mouth.
Who was it, Tim?
Stubby Applause.
Stubby Applause. Suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name has gone into the Llewellyn's Pub. Leather-bound suspension.
This is why we can't have nice things on this show.
Right?
Yeah, we were supposed to have a celebration. I like Doug's ass. Who? Eyebrow.
Who?
Ace hole.
Ace.
Doug, what's the rules for glory holes? Do you have to be hard to insert? Thanks. Oh. Timmy the Tickler. So he's back. I was wondering if he had kind of gone away, but he's back.
He tries a little too hard to be too vile. But he has been.
Well, his wife did get... You know, Robin feeding session with our WWE reporter who's going to break down the Goldberg return.
In public and didn't seem to have any hesitation to do it at all.
Right. And so Larry was a willing participant.
Mm-hmm. Could have been the first time that's ever happened.
Where a gentleman was Robin fed at Hot Shots?
Yeah. You think that happens often, do you? Probably the first time ever.
Boy, he was an eager beaver too, wasn't he?
We break down barriers on this program.
Yes, we do. Thank you. Larry is the Jackie Robinson of Robin Feeding.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Thank you. Doug, we're introducing the countdown to the classic, and it's a Sauce Toss tournament presented by Bud Light, GFI Digital, and Petromart. Now, here's what the deal. Do you know what Sauce Toss is?
No.
Plowhawk, do you know what Sauce Toss is? It seems like something you might know.
Is it like, and there might be another term for it, so maybe you can explain it, I know.
Doug, Sauce Toss is a hockey-style bags or washers game played with two people per team. And there are going to be three free to enter qualifying rounds, leading to one final double elimination tournament where the winner takes home a pair of tickets to the Winter Classic on January 2nd at Busch Stadium. Wow. How do you do?
Wow.
How do you do? Nice prize. Yeah, how about that?
They're
all you
got to
do
is
play this game. There are two ways to enter the Sauce Toss Finals. Donate $25 per player to the Frozen Cup organization, which helps local families that battle autism, or finish in the top two at one of the free qualifying events. The first qualifying event is hosted by Fox Sports Midwest live at Ballpark Village on October 25th, starting at 6:30. The Blues game will be broadcast on the outdoor screen inside Busch 2 at the event. So come watch the Blues against the Calgary Flames and enter the Sauce Toss qualifier for a chance to win Winter Classic tickets. Wow.
Those are going to be tough to get.
You better believe it. The finals will take place at Ballpark Village on December 17th. To sign up your team of two for the qualifier or to donate to the Frozen Cup organization for a guaranteed spot in the finals, visit InsideSTL.com and click on the Sauce Toss link. How about that event right there? Two free tickets to the Winter Classic just for winning Sauce Toss?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's what the Sauce Toss setup would look like, Doug.
Hockey style. So are you hitting it with hockey sticks?
Nurse?
Do you know that? Looks like they got a little
Chasey?
Setup with a hockey goal.
It's
a little
Doug, I think it's pronounced Sauce Toss. Thanks. That's from a tool belt for daddy.
Yeah. All right, Toolsy. The Sauce Toss. Now, let's not ruin this event.
I've been a Sauce Toss. Doug Lemming since 87. He's good-looking, intelligent, and he just gets it. That's from Matt Ehrenreich.
Leggy blonde? No, Matt Ehrenreich.
You know Matt. He's a proud American.
Yeah.
He was in the golf tournament.
Yes, he was.
Well, then thank you, Matt, for recognizing Doug Vaughn Appreciation Day with with a positive text.
And Matt, Doug, is a loyal sponsor of this award-winning, you like that?
Award-winning. Sounds a little more important when you say it that way.
Radio program.
You know how good that guy is?
How good is he?
JHE is considering doing business with him.
I don't think he's...
Sometimes you got to go off the menu, Tim.
Reach
across the aisle,
yep,
so to speak.
Yep.
Well, that would be the time to do it, for sure, because he's quite the little financial genius.
St. Louis sports teams know it takes hard work to reach goals. It's a truth that applies to more than just our Redbirds and Blues. It goes for your financial goals as well. You work hard for your money. You deserve an investment strategy that lines up with your game plan. Edward Jones financial advisor Matthew Ehrenreich can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call Matt Ehrenreich at conveniently located at 191 Watson Plaza, Watson, across the street from Crestwood Bowl. His number, 314-965-0374, 314-965-0374. Matt and his team are anxious to find solutions for your retirement needs, so don't delay and call Matt. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC. Ken Bone going to be with us at 8 o'clock, and Lance Lynn going to be with us at 9 o'clock. That is your captain's log here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Plus a $50 gift certificate to Wildwood Pub and Grill, the prize for our email of the day. So send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. That is how you can get involved on the radio program. And do not forget, we've got two TMA lives coming up, and they're coming up fast. They're coming up furious. It's good. One's a week from Thursday, Doug. It's at the Post in Creve Coeur, Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Now, is that like Ballas and Olive?
Yeah, I think so. The Cat, is that right? It's on Ballas, I know that.
Thumbs up.
I think that's where it is. Yeah.
Well, Plowhawk's we'll the Postmaster General. And then on November 10th at the Hot Shots in Fenton. So pony up for that, because Bonnie Rotten is going to be in attendance.
And what's she going to be doing?
She's a guest on the program. I'm sure the Inside STL news team will talk it over with her.
The news team is going to cover her appearance.
Yes.
I suppose they'll be battling with other news teams around the area to get that exclusive interview.
Like Rich Gould will come by and do something. But, yeah, I think we look
for Gouldsy.
That's right.
All right.
So Bonnie Rotten will be at the one on November 10th, and then we have one a week from Thursday at the Post, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock at the Post Sports Bar and Grill. TMA Live coming to Creve Coeur. They wanted us in Creve Coeur. They got us in Creve Coeur. Next, we'll be playing Huntley. I think Frontenac.
We won't.
Boy, this thing is growing.
Yep.
You think this is like the mayor and maybe the city council of Creve Coeur said enough is enough? We want them here?
Well, they want to get on the map.
Right.
Okay. A lot of people don't know where Creve Coeur is now, but they will after we tarnish the place.
Well, I wouldn't say tarnish.
Visit the place. Yeah. Sorry.
Boost the economy. Create jobs.
Hey, Doug, my girlfriend and I live 2 miles from the Post in Creve Coeur. I want to stop by for an MMF after. Thanks. It's from the 314. A little proposition, sir.
No, thank you. No,
you're good? You're good?
Joe, fine. As you would call them, MFFs.
Yeah. Male, female, female.
Correct.
As opposed to the more popular male, male,
That's
female.
That's not the more popular one.
I wonder percentage-wise on threesomes, though.
Oh, here we go.
No, I legitimately wonder. Iggy, I'm going to ask you, actually. What do you think has a higher percentage of occurrences, MMFs or MFFs?
MMFs.
Wow.
Why would you say that?
Wow.
I just believe that's in...
Is this a strong belief?
Yeah, in the swinging community, I think that you're more apt to get guys joining a couple than a girl coming in and joining a couple.
Well, I'd like to find the latter somehow.
Have you ever been in
a cocktail lounge?
You ever been a member of the swinging community?
I've participated, but I'm not considered a swinger because you have to bring something to the party to be a swinger, and I'm usually like the third guy in.
Like a fight in the NHL.
You know, it's ironic that we're having this discussion. Yesterday was Suzanne Summers' birthday, and of course she started Three's
really?
Company.
Yeah.
That's right. And the wonderful Joyce DeWitt. She didn't get enough credit, does she?
That tied in nicely.
It's trying to get her back on track, Doug. Even though you consider this sort of discussion vile, you're the first to start questioning Iggy about it.
But well, I'm interested in his life. He's led a fascinating life.
Well, you slept with the wonderful Terry Wagle, who was a friend of the show just for a day, and she heard us discussing the interview we taped with her and not happy about it. But you were with her, and her husband Merle filmed it. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Nice.
And he was directing, not like the other couple from Arkansas where I got upset with him and called him Spielberg.
Mm. But you were fine with Merle's direction because he's a pro.
Well, I knew what he was doing. They were filming, and thank God this movie never came out. But
man, I'd like to get a hold of that, Doug, and give it away for email today.
Well, what she was doing is she was doing her feature. She was doing like 20 city feature dancing, kind of like Bonnie Rotten. Right. And you're saying
this like we know what you just said, but go ahead.
Tim knows what a feature is.
You better believe it.
Doug, you've done features on high schools and...
I think that's what they're talking about here. They go around town to town and they do feature stories on high school athletes.
Well, they were doing a feature on dudes that Terry Wagle slept with at every stop she went to. And we were having lunch and she said, Merle, maybe Iggy will do it. So they asked
us. What were you having for lunch?
I don't remember. Maybe a nice fondue. That's the question you asked her when she was on. I'll remember that. I like a nice fondue.
So she would travel from town to town, and the husband would film her hooking up with a dude in every city.
That was his job.
He was a proud husband.
He was a director in porn.
Merle.
Yeah, Merle. Besides making toast naked in the kitchen, he directed. So they asked me, and I said, yeah, I'll bang her. I don't care if you film it. And I was lucky the film never came out.
Why didn't it come out?
Yeah, what happened?
I guess she didn't have enough guys, or they stopped doing it, or whatever. I don't know.
How was it?
Maybe it did come out and it's out there somewhere. I don't know.
Plowhawk, get on that today. How was the sex?
She's wild and she's not acting like a lot of girls do when they fake the moaning and the. She actually enjoys sex. So.
Wow! Yeah, Look at you, Roger.
Nice.
Oh, easy.
I said Roger.
And you didn't get paid for this?
No.
Labor of love.
Why?
And do you think of this tape? Like,
they did buy lunch, so.
Do you think like there's another radio station, perhaps 1380 The Woman, is ready to drop this tape and make it public so as to interfere with your career as a
October surprise?
The Woman station was just something that hit me like a bolt of lightning.
It hit you, all right, right in the ass. No, if it's out there and somebody's seen it. Let me know. I'm not embarrassed.
Still, though.
What do you think it would do to your poll numbers?
Well, it would keep me from getting a job in a legitimate...
Whoa.
No, I mean,
what do you mean by that?
Legitimate as outside of radio. Like, we're, if I want to get a job somewhere.
Yeah. This station is right on the cusp of going national, correct?
We're about to appear in Creve Coeur.
So, all of a sudden, these stations that are jealous because we're doing so well with the ratings that we buy the book every...
Right. Absolutely.
Every few months. Then all of a sudden they'll get a hold of this and they'll put it out there to besmirch the reputation of our fine radio station in a roster full of stars.
Blah, blah.
It could.
Blah, blah.
Maybe I'll just be right next to Ken Bone. Ken Bone is at the golf tournament and then a picture of the Terry Wagle Iggy VHS box because back then there was VHS. There weren't
DVDs. What year
DVDs.
Do you think this was? 96, I think.
Because
Dimitri Young had just hit the triple.
No, I was at KFNS, I think, so maybe 98, 99.
I'm going to write this Caesar for Dan, this headline for Dan Caesar right now. 590's, 590's climb could be stifled by Iggy's dalliance.
Crazy world of sports radio.
Can I self-ring?
Took a twist.
What's the husband's name?
Merle.
He's dead.
But he wasn't then, right?
Not then, no.
He's filming it, Doug. Directing.
I called her for her birthday and some dude answered, and I thought it was Merle, and then somebody questioned, it's not Merle because Merle died. So I said, well, whatever dude answered his phone told me to F off.
Oh.
Bad beat.
He told you in those words.
Well, I called again because I said, is Terry there? And then he said, F off.
He did.
Well, usually you say, no, she's not here right now. May I take a message?
Right.
That's how I do it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it wasn't her phone anymore.
You think this could have been a new husband who's kind of tired of old John?
I don't believe she's remarried.
How old is she now? Like 92?
No, she's got to be pushing 50-something, I would think.
And she's still in the business.
She was big.
Is she still in the business? I haven't seen her do anything.
I think she
recently.
Still does some dancing every once in a while because she'll post some stuff from backstage
like at
clubs.
Hall?
Yeah, something like that.
And when you say dancing.
Legion Hall dancing.
50-year-old woman, meaning she just does other stuff.
Needs money. Well, she was the first playmate ever to get into porn, and she did some feature acting. She was on Married with Children. She had a prominent role in Married with Children in Al's Dream. It was always Terry Weigel that showed up at the shoe store.
All right.
Yeah. And then just decided to get into porn.
For her.
That's the progression, isn't it?
They had some good-looking ladies on that show, Married with Children.
It looks like she's still active.
Vanna White was on Married with Children. Another Al Dream.
I like the Bundy kid. What was his name?
Bud Bundy.
Bud Bundy.
David Faustino.
Hilarious.
Wonderful. Tim, my girlfriend doesn't want a Catholic wedding and wants to know if you will marry us. Thank you. That's from the Casa Azteca dishwasher. Casa Azteca.
Azteca.
Dishwasher.
Where's Casa Azteca?
Doug, when banging another dude, what are the rules about a reach around? Is that allowed or not? Thanks. That's Timmy the Tickler.
I'll tell you what's allowed, and that's the upping your suspension. From a period of 2 days' time to a period of 4 days' time for an inappropriate question, Tickler.
That'll show him.
It's time for Larry Nickel to recap us.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE wrestling recap with our
590 The Fan
wrestling insider,
editing.
Larry Nickel.
Brought to you by the National Wrestling League. Join the fight, St. Louis. Visit FightSTL.com and defend your city.
On the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Unbelievable. And Doug, I am telling you this. I haven't made it a point to DVR the WWE on Monday night in a long time. But last night, I made sure to watch as Goldberg returned.
Why did he return? Is he down on his luck?
That's where we go to our correspondent, ladies and gentlemen, the great Larry Nickel. Lawrence, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Well, what a night it was last evening as Goldberg made his return to the squared circle for the first time in 12 years. Sure, he's going to be 50 in a couple of months, but there he is getting ready to take on Brock Lesnar.
The beast incarnate?
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as you guys heard last week.
A little faster,
Brock
Larry.
Lesnar's, Brock Lesnar's advocate, Paul Heyman.
Doug, who's your advocate?
I don't have one. Could use one.
Doug always needs an advocate, no matter what.
I know I do.
But anyway, go ahead. Back to the recap.
Pick up the pace, Larry.
Give me time, okay?
All right.
Brock Lesnar's advocate, Paul Heyman, went out to the ring and challenged Goldberg to a match. Where is that match going to take place? We don't know. It was rumored at the Survivor Series, but you never know what will happen.
Boy, that was a lot of information there. We don't know when the match or where or even if it's going to happen. That's what came up?
The match is going to happen. We just don't know the when and the where.
Now, how can this fella Goldstein come out
Goldberg.
Of retirement? How can Goldfarb come out of retirement and immediately fight?
Goldberg gives Big Doug.
Okay, how can he come out of retirement, having not wrestled for years, and immediately contend for the title?
Kind of a fair question.
He is not contending for any title. He is just coming back to give a piece of Brock Lesnar.
Why does he want a piece of the beast incarnate?
Well, let me play some audio for you so you can hear directly from Goldberg himself.
Brock Lesnar challenged me to a fight. But he didn't have the balls to do it himself.
Mm-hmm.
He made Paul Heyman, his fat little stooge, do it for him. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one more ass kicking left in me. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me.
Not that.
Brock Lesnar.
Put that off.
Not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
Just stop at the bell ringing. The writers will determine who wins this fracas.
I had goosebumps last night.
Thank you.
You did. Watching that.
Who said something about the writers?
Well, they generally determine who wins. And I suspect the Beast Incarnate will win because Goldberg probably wants to go back into retirement.
Doug, know your role and shut your mouth.
All right.
Doug, you probably don't know that Goldberg had an undefeated streak of 173 matches before losing his title to Kevin Nash after Scott Hall, disguised as a ringside security guard, made a run into the ring and shocked him with a taser.
He didn't recognize one of the guys he'd wrestled 15 times before, standing there disguised as a guard.
Yeah, it was like Bobby Valentine's
disguise, though.
And I'm guessing the official might have been looking the other way when all this happened.
Larry, do you remember the taser situation?
This wasn't it.
Different taser event. Different taser event. Larry, what? How did that? How is it possible that a gentleman has a streak of 173 wins? The whole country, the whole world, for that matter, is watching, and he loses it because he's tased.
Well, the power of that bee, not the writer of Doug, thought that maybe they were done with the undefeated streak. And maybe they want a new champion.
What? You think they really tasered him or just got a toy gun that looked like a taser?
It was a real deal, Holyfield.
Nice. Snoop Dogg. 91? 92?
I don't know. And it dropped him right there in the squared circle?
Yes, it did.
Did it? Okay.
And he lost his first match in 173 matches because of a taser.
Why wasn't that in the news? You'd think that the legitimate news media would have picked up on that. Gentleman tasered in the square circle. I mean, that's assault.
It was wrestling. Some people don't want to touch that.
All right. Why?
Maybe because they don't want people like your story to find out about stuff that happens behind the scenes.
Right.
Okay.
Doug, does that make sense?
Am I the only one here that knows this stuff is fake? Is it just me?
Yes, it is, Doug.
I'm tired of the charade. It's fake. Larry. They write out who's going to win beforehand. These guys are best friends. These guys, they act like they're fighting each other for 30 minutes, and then they grab a beer and go get dinner together.
Doug, let me correct you on something. It's not charade. It's charade.
Nice.
Hello, nerve, Nancy.
That's your argument.
That's unbelievable.
That's your arguing point?
The arguing point is, you mispronounce the word.
All right. Just trying to put a little English spin to it.
Where'd you get that, hello, nurse Nancy? That's cool.
Talked to the Missouri local broadcaster, Michael McKernan.
I thought you were going to say Michael Waka.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Michael Waka as well. Had a couple good starts in 2013. Larry, do you have the top five countries available for you? We have Ken Bone coming on the show, although I think there's a chance that you guys are the same people. Do you have the top five countries?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right, let's hear him, please.
Number five, South Korea.
Yeah, I thought that might be right there.
Number four, Russia. Number three, Jerusalem.
City.
I like it.
Number two, Israel.
I like it a lot.
Number one, United States of America.
Yes!
Good list, yes. Larry. Good job, buddy. Listen to Doug.
It has been a good couple of weeks for this country, and I'm glad to see that the voters are respecting it. Larry, God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless you guys. God bless the Ryan Kelly Morning After. By the way, 314-781-9700 or the homoexpert.com. And God bless America.
Wow. There he is. I think he's getting kickback money. We're going to have to look into that, but nonetheless, what a performance by Larry Nickel, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Well, he broke down everything we needed to know about Schimmelfarb Gold Goldstein?
Boy, it seemed like it might be a little anti-Semitic.
No,
there.
Just trying to remember.
Just a little bit.
His name is Bill Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg. And he was gone for
12 years.
12 years and came back and immediately gets a shot at the title.
You know he was drafted by the Rams?
What, like as a safety and then they moved him to quarterback?
Or? I think it was a linebacker.
We got a break, top of the hour. Ken Bone going to join us on the other side of the break. Lance Lynn at 9 o'clock. Your email's $50 gift certificate to Wildwood Pub and Grill. The prize for email today. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning Hour.